Well, good morning, everybody. And as I was saying earlier, it's good to see so many people from indeed across the globe and from Epsom at our worship this morning. We are in the first of those strange Sundays in some ways of school holidays. St. Matthew's School broke up on Tuesday, I think it was. We had a splendid leaver service on Monday, and we fall into this new pattern of holidays, of course, very different this year. But nevertheless, you're very welcome. I'm the Reverend Helen Hank. I'm team rector here at St. Matthew's in Surbiton, part of the Tolworth, Hook and Surbiton team ministry. And it's good to have us able to worship together a streamed service. Let me just take that banner off. So we're still glad to see you, but we can move on. So we're going to begin with our opening words of worship and welcome. So let's begin. God, maker of colour, sound, texture, quietness and the restless beauty in living things, we bless you. God, the maker, maker of granite and mustard seed, of grey cloud and starlight, of earthquake and heartbeat, we bless you. God, our maker, we, the children of your love, the creatures of your kindness, the guardians of your creation, bless you. We bless you. For your making and trusting, your loving and never-ending goodness. Amen. What I always forget to do when I am introducing the service is also to introduce Simon. You can just see about a third of his face this week. We haven't done very well this week. Here he is, but he is definitely there. So you are all welcome to our service, him included. Our first song this morning we're going to sing is one that has been recorded by certain members of the band. And you can't hear us singing because it's all pre-recorded. So we are going to stand if you'd like to, and we are going to sing together. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before.
Like never before.
Well, that was a bit high, wasn't it? I apologize. The director of music assures me that in the real thing, it's even higher than that, but that felt a bit high to me. So I hope you didn't have to shriek too much on those top notes. We are going to come to our opportunity to say sorry to God, to confess things that we've done or not done in the week or in the weeks before. And our confession today helps us or encourage about the nature of God and to think about his nature in the light of how we behave. So there'll be a quality of God, and we can just think a little about that as we then confess the sins that we have, which show us how far short of God we fall. So we're going to now confess our sins to God. Let us pray. Holy and wise God, we are sorry that the world which you created is not as you made it. Holy and generous God, we are sorry that too often we think of short-term gain for self and not long-term good for all. Holy and active, help our governments to act to ensure justice and equality for all. Holy and loving God, hear our prayer and lead us towards a future where your will be done. Amen. May the Father forgive us by the death of his Son, and strengthen us in the power of the Spirit all our days. Amen. Amen. Now, I'm delighted to say that William is joining me this morning. There he is. And he is going to be talking to us, and he's going to bring the first part of his talk to us. Now, because we do all things differently when we're online, of course, none of you know what the reading is all about. I'm sure at some stage this is going to be quite clear. So, William, good to hear from you. There is a slight delay, I think, between William's words coming out and his lips saying them, which is slightly odd, but I think we'll get used to it. William, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Helen, thank you very much indeed.
And there's no delay. Fantastic.
Well, in that case, if you're sitting comfortably, I'll begin. And may I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our Bible reading in a few minutes, we'll be hearing the same phrase repeated five times. The kingdom of heaven is like dot, dot, dot. Right from the beginning of his ministry, Jesus spoke about the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is near. In fact, it was John the Baptist who started it when he went out preaching about the coming Messiah. He told people to get ready because the kingdom of heaven is near. People must always have been asking Jesus about what he meant by the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, as it is in some of the Gospels, but they're the same. What is it, this kingdom? What's it like? And when will it come? And Jesus would explain what it meant, not by theorizing and giving theology lectures, but by teaching in the way he was best at, by telling stories. Jesus was a great storyteller. He told a great story. And telling a story is a great way of getting an idea across in a way that's interesting and instructive. Interesting because the context of the stories Jesus told was the context of people's everyday lives. And instructive because they help people to understand truths about people, about themselves, and about the world. Look at perhaps the best known of Jesus's stories, the parable of the Good Samaritan. It was interesting because people knew, or they knew about, the dangers on the desert road to Jericho. And it was instructive because it tells us so much about human nature, both human kindness on the part of the Samaritan and human connectedness, when it answered the question, who is my neighbor? Over the last three Sundays, the gospel readings have been from St. Matthew chapter 13, and they've been a series of Jesus's parables. The kingdom of heaven is like this. 2 weeks ago, it was the parable of the sower, about how different people hear the word of the kingdom in different ways and react to it differently. Last week's gospel was the parable of the weeds among the wheat and the evil that's in the world, all mixed up with the good plants of the kingdom. So today we complete the series of stories with five short stories, if you like, five short parables about the kingdom of heaven. Well, in fact, five and a half parables. So listen carefully to the reading in a minute and listen out for those words, the kingdom of heaven is like. You'll hear the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Then it's yeast that a woman took. Then a bit later, like treasure hidden in a field. Next, a pearl of great value. And then the fifth, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake. And to finish off the list, right at the end, there's an extra sixth parable for luck. So listen up.
Thank you, William. We will hear more from you a bit later. I wonder, I'm not sure whether this is a good idea to say, I wonder if anyone under about the age of 23 and a half might be able to find a seed or some yeast or buried treasure. No, I haven't got to be buried treasure. It's going to be treasure or net or something that's made of a pearl. I wonder if anybody, any child can, in a minute, rummage and find those and then let me know online in the comments whether they have managed to find those things. A bit of a scavenger hunt for this morning. But before you go, children, and run off, you can't do it yet because it's the action song. You can do it after the action song and then come back. But a few comments I want to make to you, because one of the things I really enjoy in our summer holiday services is hearing about what you've been doing in the holidays. You tell me where you've been, who you met, and once two people completely unknown met on holiday, and it's always good to hear. And I wondered whether this time, whether we could have perhaps some photographs sent in, or maybe even a little short video clip, maybe about 10 seconds, just telling me what you've done in that week in your holiday, and perhaps then we can show them in our service, and that way we can enjoy hearing about what you've been doing in your holidays. It doesn't have to be limited to children, I guess. If you're an adult and you've done something that you want to tell us about because it's holiday time, then send me in a little video about a good length, a send it in or a snap that you're happy to have shown, and we'll put them up each Sunday, and it'll be a way of just enjoying God's creation, enjoying our holidays, and sharing a bit of our lives together. The other thing I wanted to just mention is, of course, we had just before this service started our motto song for 2020. And I just wonder if anybody, I hope lots of people can remember what our motto is for the year. Have a think. Who's going to get the first comment in? How does our motto verse start for the year? No comments yet. I've never worked out how long the delay is between somebody sending something on Facebook and me seeing it. So who can remember what the motto is? You heard it sung at the beginning of the service. Okay, I'm going to put you out of your misery. Actually, no one's out there, or no one's listening, or no one's awake. It is this: out of reverence for the Lord, I acted differently. That's our motto verse for this year. A challenge to all of us to think how, in response to people, what we do in our, who's the comment come in from? The comments, oh, good, well done. Jen and Pauline Keane, oh, an ordinand and a church warden, our joint first place in remembering what the motto verse is. So thank you to you two. And then, oh, Judith Jones, Leslie Kennett, may just be more a reflection of your broadband speed than your ability to recall. But it's good to have that reminding us that that's our motto verse for the year. So we're going to have our act, children, if you want, after that, and your parents don't mind, see if you can find one of those treasures. Can we remember what they were? It was a pearl, something that looks like a net, yeast, treasure, and a seed. And let me know how you get on with that scavenger hunt. So we are going to do our action song, though, and I need to know the children are all here doing it with me. So it is this morning, not Faith as Small as a Mustard Seed, which you might have thought we do, but we did that quite recently. So it's going to be, I reach up high, I touch the ground. So on your feet, I need company to do this. Take it away. Jump and dance to your delight. I'm not funny, but it's all right. I've got to Active, wasn't it? But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed in that and you got the message about wanting to praise the Lord in all things, finding the circumstance we are, and then using our bodies, our creative matter, to express that joy as we praise the Lord. So we are now, as the children, hopefully, if we've got any left, rush off to do their scavenger hunt. We will come to say the creed together. Not a traditional creed, but a creed which nevertheless reflects the nature of God, and especially this morning, the nature of the Trinity, God as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we say together in faith, Holy, 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 holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. We believe in God the Father, who created all living things. For by his will we were created and have our being. We believe in God who was crucified. For by his death he assures us of God's forgiveness for all people throughout history and geography. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, who comes to comfort and inspire us to be God in our world today. Amen. So we are now going to have our Bible. Delighted that Simon, the mystery man behind the images and behind the music, is going to, excuse me, become visible and read our Bible reading to us. And I'll go and call.
Morning, everyone. The reading is from Matthew 13, William said, verses 31 to 33 and 44 to 52. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, but when it is the greatest of shrubs, it becomes a tree.
So that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which someone found and hid. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all this? And he said to them, therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of a household who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So thanks to Simon for that. And now I'm delighted to go over to...
I don't want to upstage the children, but I've just done some quick reading about and I found some seeds. I found some yeast, powdered yeast. I found what could be a buried treasure. It's a key. And if you dig up a key in the garden, that would be very a thing to treasure. A pearl. I found two pearls of great price. We had celebrated our pearl wedding anniversary 3 years ago. And these are Indian pearls. And, a net. And finally, things old and new. We've got an old halfpenny and a new 5p piece. Anyway, those parables tell us a lot about what our faith is like and what our faith does. They tell us a lot about what God is like and what God does and what God enables us to do. The first two parables use the images then of the mustard seed that grows into a huge tree in which birds can come and shelter, and then yeast that permeates the whole mixture. And they describe how from small, almost invisible beginnings, great things will come. But it's worth holding on to those images and thinking how many ways we see that happening in practice when a great social movement or a political movement starts small and later mushroom into something much larger, or how an act of kindness can spread, how our own actions can have wide-ranging effects. God works with the tiniest seeds, perhaps the little bit of faith we have, and the smallest bits of his word, his good news. Nothing can stop the seed growing because the power of God is in the seed. Nothing can stop the yeast from spreading because the power of God is in that yeast. The mustard seed is the word of the kingdom of God, the word of truth, the word that points the way to the living reality of God in Christ among us. And the yeast is God's word that grows within us, the faith that rises up because that's the nature that God gave it, a faith that rises up and makes new, that brings to life, that revives us. In the next two parables, we see God's kingdom described first as a treasure hidden in a field, and someone coming upon the treasure and then hiding it again so that no one else will see it, and finally selling everything he has so that he can buy the field and claim the treasure as his. It actually seems rather sharp practice, doesn't it? Still, that person who found the treasure recognized it as being of such great value that he valued it above everything else. And then we see the kingdom of God described as being like a very fine pearl, a thing of great beauty, for which the merchant will give up all other pearls so he or she can buy it. Again, we need to hold on to these ideas and consider how highly we value the things God offers. In these parables, Jesus challenges us then to treasure the message we've discovered in the field of life, to do everything we can to hold on to the wonder-working seed and the miraculous yeast that we find, or which find us. Take hold of the treasure and we exchange it for things that seem important at the time, or maybe we just allow events to overwhelm us so that the great treasure is once again buried in the field of daily life. And then, well, to mix up the parables of Jesus, we suddenly come back to our senses and return home to our Father. We decide to repurchase the pearl, to once again lay claim to the treasure. Thank God that we're never too late to receive his forgiveness, which is there for the taking. The challenge for us is to grasp the good news, grasp the forgiveness that's offered to us, not only to recognize it and take it, but to hold on to it, to give everything we have for it. Hold on to the seeds that are cast our way. Let them germinate, nurture them. Sell everything and buy the whole field. Get hold of the pearl and watch what happens. And then we have the fifth net that catches all, and about the judgment that comes drawn in and landed on the shore. God casts his net to bring in everyone, good and bad. He gives us all the chance to be his. He reaches out to us. And as all the parables in Matthew chapter 13 show, God goes to great length to make us into the kind of catch he wants. He's patient with us. He allows the weeds to grow so that the wheat plants aren't uprooted. He changes what appears to be beyond hope into something that's good and truly worthwhile. Finally, Jesus tells his disciples how to respond to the good news that he's just announced. He tells us that those who are true followers of his, the ones who take on his values and pursue them, they'll bring out treasures, both old and new, from the storeroom of heaven. And you only bring treasures out if you're going to make use of them. So what are we to make of all this? Let's think about that after the break.
William, thank you so much. You were cutting up there. So I think because we have rather efficiently, or you have very efficiently, recorded your talks in advance, I think what we'll do is we'll use your third talk straight from the recording to be safe, because I don't want to lose the sense of what you're saying in the odd blip. So glad you got your scavenger hunt, a mountain, an impressive trawl, as someone said. Thank you so much. But I say we'll use your recording next time. I think that's very sensible. But thank you. Great. So we'll come back to that in a minute, but just I thought we'd have some notices now. So we are, as I've said, St. Matthew's Church Surbiton. Great to have some newcomers on our comments board. Edward, I saw your comment. Welcome to St. Matthew's. Welcome to Surbiton to have you with us this morning, and to many others. Great to have you sharing our worship together. This service is followed by a short service of Holy Communion. So if you hang on after the service and the music, we will just have a short service of Holy Communion. Following that, we'll have a Zoom call for people who want to ring in and chat. If you haven't got the number, it's the same as every other week. If you haven't got it, email me and I can pass it on, or just look it up from your kit group WhatsApps or some other way you should have of having recorded for our weeks. It's going to be the last call we're going to have. We won't have Zoom calls over August. So do join us for that if you'd like to. Next week is the first Sunday of August, so we will be celebrating birthdays. Let me take that off. So if you have a birthday in August, then please do let me know with an email, or better still, let your kit group, your Keeping in Touch group facilitator know, and that will be fed through to me so we can sing you a happy birthday for next Sunday. Big shout out this morning for Woodbury residents and carers watch our service. So it's good to see you, Woodbury. Lovely to see you. And know that you're with us today. The big news, I think perhaps many people want to know, is when is church opening up? Well, we had our PCC meeting on Tuesday, and we agreed that from next Sunday, we would run a 9 o'clock Holy Communion service in church, and we would continue with our 10:30 service live streamed. So hopefully people who are really keen to get back into church, who would like to take Holy Communion, only the bread, not the wine, would like to be in church for that next Sunday and following Sundays at 9. Otherwise, many will want to stay watching it from their, eating their breakfast and in their pajamas. You do have to be dressed if you come for 9 o'clock next week. So do remember that's the 10:30 is still our live service. We have put together this, which is an update from the PCC. It starts with a very big thank you to everybody who've been continuing to give over this time, encouragements about giving. It also deals a bit with the Tower and Spire, services update, children and young people, a survey, which is going to come out to you soon, installation of cameras in church, social events, we're trying to organise a quiz night, APCM, Eco Church, away weekend, and the parish office holiday details. So action-packed notes for the big long meeting, I tell you. Update from the PCC. Please do have a look at it. It's on the COVID page of our website. Hopefully you all know where that is and read it for yourselves. But the main headline news is at 9 o'clock next week, we have our Holy Communion service. We can take about 30 households, which could be sort of more than 30 people. And we hope that's going to be all right. We're not going to do tickets at the moment. Just turn up a few minutes earlier than you would normally turn up, not hugely early, please. And we will hope to get you in. Social distancing must be observed. Please don't come if you think you might be unwell. Coverings are strongly advised, if not mandatory now in church, unless you have a legitimate reason. You should already know whether you qualify under that heading. Basically, all the details are in here. It's quite a lot to do this week and think about this week for the wardens and for me and some others. So please hold us in your prayers as we try and react to the situation. And please do have a look at this online. If you haven't got it, you can't get it for some reason, let me know and we'll make sure you do get a copy, because it's really important that people are up to date knowing. Thank you for that. And just to say that this Tuesday is the last Tuesday that we're going to be open for prayer. We're not opening next Saturday because we're getting ready for Sunday. And after that, we're going to move to a pattern of being open on a Wednesday morning with a short service. So we're going to be open Wednesday morning with a very short service and Sunday morning with a communion service. So that will be the new pattern once we get into August. It's all in the note. It'll be on the website. Hopefully that should be clear. If not, just get in touch and ask me anything. Thank you so much. We are going to hear William's, the third part of William's talk. And through the wonders of technology,
hello again.
Here he is.
So some final thoughts about the Kingdom of Heaven. What have we learned about the kingdom from the 5 short parables and the 2 longer ones that came before them in St. Matthew chapter 13? The kingdom of heaven, what is it? What's it like? And when will it come? St. Matthew tells us that Jesus asked his disciples when he finished speaking, "Have you understood all these things? Do you understand what I've been telling you?" And they replied, "Yes." I wonder if they really did. Anyway, Jesus told them, Every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. Every teacher of the law. If we're disciples learning about Christ and about following Christ, we discover a huge storeroom of treasures, new treasures as well as old. As Christians, we have a rich heritage, and we can value the best of the new and the best of the old. And we need to bring them out of the storeroom to show them to other people. We have the Bible with its wonderful stories. We have the rich tradition of the church and its worship. And in changing times, it's so good to know that we can, at the same time, hold on to the things of the past, the traditional, unchanging things, as well as recognise that new things have value too. There are so many treasures that God has sent our way, so many treasures to value and embrace. The old law and the prophets with their wisdom, and the new law written in our hearts by the Spirit of God, the traditions and the old rituals of the church with their ability to calm and quieten the heart so that we can meet God, and the new forms which our worship takes, which perhaps help us to appreciate God's truth in a new way, which can energize us and make God's word fresh and new. All these parables of Jesus's about the kingdom, the sower, the weeds growing among the wheat, the mustard seed, the yeast, the hidden treasure, the pearl of great value, the net cast into the sea, and what is new and what is old. All of these speak of the great power of the good news, news of a great God whose kingdom we are helping to build. The kingdom is not in the future. Jesus and John the Baptist didn't say the kingdom will be here soon. They said, the kingdom of heaven is near, or we sometimes hear it translated, the kingdom of heaven is upon you. The kingdom of heaven is a process that's happening now, and we are part of it. The kingdom is now. And then what we've learned about the kingdom from the parables in Matthew 13 is that the kingdom involves everyone. It's a process that offers life to everyone, good and bad. The parable of the sower, the seeds falling on good or bad soil, shows that it's up to us whether we respond or not. And the parable of the weeds growing among the wheat shows us that it's not for us to say who is and who isn't included in the kingdom. The kingdom starts small and grows like the seed. It's only a small part, but like the yeast, it transforms the whole mixture. The hidden treasure and the fine pearl of great value are worth everything and worth more than anything. And when we embrace them wholeheartedly, we find they lead to everything that matters, both in this world and in the next. Every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, we pray for the kingdom to come. And if we unpack that, we're praying, or we should be praying, for the process to be realized, to be actualized, and to be fulfilled in our lives, praying that we should be the agents of the kingdom coming. And that means opening ourselves up to all the possibilities of the kingdom breaking into our lives, not at some time in the future, but now. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are his, now and forever. Amen.
Indeed, amen. Thank you so much, William. Let us now turn to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for those pictures which help us to understand a little bit more about your kingdom on heaven becoming your kingdom on earth, and that kingdom being closer than perhaps we ever realize or allow for. We thank you for the treasure which it represents, the pearl of great price, and its ability to multiply in our lives and in our hearts like the mustard seed, providing a place of shelter and warmth and safety for those who come to nest there. We thank you that one of the great treasures of heaven is your grace and your love. And so we come to you now with a sense of that grace and love for all. Grace which is not limited or boundaried, but is extravagant and personal. We acknowledge that it is your grace, which means that we can come to you in prayer, certain that you will hear us. Thank you for the community in which we live. We pray for those whose lives touch ours, at work or at school, at home or out doing different things, when we cannot now touch one another. help us to be channels of grace for people with whom we come into contact. May our lives speak of a different set of priorities, of your kingdom coming on earth, where praise and honor are due to you, and the influence of the world will fall away as your kingdom priorities will take seed in our hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you for beauty in the face of a child or a catwalk model, in a countryside landscape or a lone flower, in nature and in industry, on the television. We remember that you have created each one of us in your image and fashioned this world for our combined delight, the pearl of great price. Help us to preserve beauty and to enable others to do so too. May what we do build upon your creation and allow others to benefit from it. In response to such grace, it is natural to respond with a stream of thanks, but we also come with concern on our hearts, concerns for the world, for the Uyghur Muslims of China and for refugees across the world, for those who continue to suffer in Darfur and in the Yemen, in the Congo and across other parts of this world. We pray for nations which have a fragile stability, where the state of democracy hangs in the balance. We come too with personal concerns for our lives and our loved ones. In this holiday time, for job security, for healing and health, and for hope. We bring our prayers together in the words of the collect. Generous God, you give us gifts and make them grow. Though our faith is small as a mustard, make it grow to your glory and the flourishing of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We come now to our final hymn, a traditional hymn, joining together in a great song of praise and thanks. We sing together, now thank we all our God.
Son and Him who highest heaven, the one eternal God, who hath had him adored. For thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore.
Before our final prayer of blessing, I should just say that the music after service and again after the communion service were recorded on our very own organ. So I hope you enjoy hearing that once again this morning. But now we come to our final prayer of blessing. So may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and those for whom you pray, nevermore. Amen. Well, welcome back as we come to celebrate Holy Communion together. We have already had a blessing. We had our gospel reading. And so we come to share the peace with one another. Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you, so you are to love one another. The peace of the Lord be all and also with you." We offer a sign of peace. It may be a handshake at the screen. It may be peace, sharing the peace with someone in your household. Peace of the Lord be always with you.
Peace be with you.
The Lord be with you and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks, our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. It is right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourself. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened his arms of the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night he was betrayed at supper with friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. Taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising in glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and this wine may be to us of your dear Son. As these holy gifts are eaten and drunk, make us one in Christ, our risen Lord. with your whole church throughout the world. We offer you this sacrifice of praise and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed. We say together now this prayer of spiritual communion. Thanks be to you, Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits you have given me, for all the pains and insults you have borne for me. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, I ask you to come spiritually into my heart. O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know you, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, day by day. Amen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. The body of Christ.
Amen. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you.
Amen. The blood of Christ.
Amen. We say together this prayer. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup, life to others. We whom the Spirit lights, give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.